Harper Audio presents The Girl with a Clock for a Heart by Peter Swanson. Performed by Paul Bamer. Prologue. It was dusk. But as he turned onto the rutted driveway, he could make out the perimeter of yellow tape that still circled the property. George parked his Saab, but left the engine running. He tried not to think about the last time he'd been to this almost-hidden house on a dead-end road in New Essex. The police tape was strung in a wide circle from pine tree to pine tree, and the front door was plastered with red and white tape in an X pattern. He turned off the engine. The air conditioner stopped blowing, and George almost immediately felt the smothering heat of the day. The sun was low in the sky, and the heavy canopy of pine trees made it seem even darker. He stepped out of the car. The humid air smelled of the sea, and he could hear gulls in the distance. The dark brown deckhouse blended into the woods that surrounded it. Its tall windows were as dark as its stained siding. He ducked under the yellow tape that declared, "Police line, do not cross," and made his way toward the back of the house. He was hoping to get in through the sliding glass doors that opened into the house from the rotted back deck. If they were locked, he would throw a rock through the glass. His plan was to get inside the house and search it as quickly as possible, looking for evidence the police might have missed. The sliding doors were plastered over with police stickers but were unlocked. He entered the cool house, expecting to be consumed with fear. Once he was inside.